10-4, DJ, say monitoring. Say monitoring.
JC, KN4, BWA, how are you today?
Good, Steve, how you doing?
Now I'm getting to that point where I'm just not going to check anymore. As long as I'm sucking wind when I get up in the morning, it's okay. I can deal with the rest.
How about, give me a signal point. How well am I getting into the repeater today? I've changed up the antenna situation here, not whether I'm getting into it very well or not.
No, you're solid. Very solid. No scratch, no static, no nothing. It's just real solid.
But I'm trying to put up, I got a Ringo Ranger sitting here upstairs, and I'm going to try to get it up outside maybe a little bit later on this year. I want to make sure I can get into it from here rather than before I started getting it a little higher and outside, make sure I was going in the right direction anyway. But it's just a minor band or 2 meter vertical, but it's got a little bit of low radiation angle. It's pretty simple. Pretty simple antenna to tune. I need to run a sweep on it to see if make sure the SWR is right on it. I think it's pretty good. I'm running about 65 now, and I'm going to turn it down to 25 here and see if you'll give me another check here in just a second.
Well, before you do that, how about giving me about 5 seconds of dead key? Very, very clean. As a matter of fact, I don't know if that's a TV or a radio playing very faintly in the background. That's how good you're getting in.
There's a radio, I mean, it's a TV playing downstairs. This is 25.
Still good. Still good. Where are you located? I forgot.
I guess I'm probably a mile and a half off 85 on the Anderson side. I'm kind of down in the hole on the lake on Brown Road near where the... I'm not too far. I'm probably a mile from the Sam's over here in Anderson. But I'm kind of down in the hole. I can see the lake from my house. And I got some trees on one side of me. So it's not an ideal location, but I've been trying to figure out a little different way of doing things. I was trying the beam earlier, but trying to find something a little more compact where I wouldn't have to, where I could move it around a little easier and even put it in a closet or maybe even try it in an attic. But I'd like to get one outside later on, but I got to figure out a way to, I got some electrical work that needs to be done anyway, but I'm waiting for all this stuff settled down before I get my electricians back in here and get them to run me some stuff through the wall so I can have a coax outside.
Whatever you're doing, keep doing it. I wouldn't change a thing. You're hitting the repeater real solid.
I think I make, you know, as we start clearing out some of these, we've still got a lot of clearing out to do from both my wife's parents passed away within a year of each other, about a year and a half. It's probably 2 years ago now. We're really just getting through everything and trying to throw away. It takes a while to throw out some of that stuff. You got to go through everything and check it, make sure it's not something hidden in a book somewhere. And we're just continually going through trying to get rid of stuff we don't need or don't use anymore.
I tell you what, I've got what I call my man cave, which is 40 wide, 60 deep, 16 foot clear to the ceiling. And I got all my old cars and scrap down there, and it's just over the years it's collected up more junk than you can shake a stick at. And I'm in the process of trying to clean it out where I can get some floor space back, where I can get my cars in and out. I know what you mean about cleaning out.
JC for ID. Well, we got both cars in the garage, so that's not a, we don't have a car sitting outside all the time or anything like that. We got a little space over the garage in the attic, and we have a few things in, but we've just been, you know, we tried not to take any furniture much out of their house, and we'd already been picking up stuff over the years, and we're just trying to consolidate things, and, you know, I'll be 70 next year, so we'll make sure our kids don't have to get through the same thing we had through guess we're getting rid of all the miscellaneous junk is not important, but it just takes time to go through it. And you, some of that stuff you want to hang on to, you know, it's one of those deals where you, if you haven't used it or used it, you'll probably never use it, but it's hard to get rid of some of that stuff over, you know, accumulated over 50 years or so.
Shakes and little whatnot, stuff that only means something to you, would never mean anything to anybody else. But, hey, you know what? If I'm going to let them inherit all that, then they can do with it after I'm gone.
Well, that's one way to think of it. I'd just like to have a little more room for ourselves. We got books. We got books in here. Her mother was a librarian, and she had a bunch of books. And my son has a lot of books still stored here, too. He's a pretty avid reader. He's got a room full of books up here that's still stashed up here. We need to move some of those out, and DVDs and games and all other kinds of stuff. But, yeah, we got room for the grandkids when they come visit up here. And we still have... You know, everything's downstairs for us. We got two bedrooms upstairs. It's kind of a story and a half, but it's on the backside is two full stories. I'm about 25 feet off the ground, you know, 20 or 25 feet off the ground right here. So I'm up high enough where I can get into the machines and just get through all the insulation and all the foil insulation and all that sort of thing.
I reached a point I'll be 65 in October, and I reached a point where, you know what, I got so much junk of my own, I don't need to store anybody else's. I told all the kids and the brother, everybody, come get your stuff if you want it, because if you don't, it's going. You wouldn't believe the space that made me right there.
So you were the storage building for the family. That's not exactly where we've been, but it appears to look like that sometimes. We've done a pretty good job. My wife's done a real good job getting rid of going through stuff, but it's just time consuming, and we got some furniture we need to get rid of at some point in time and move around and replace. And we got some work on the house that needs to be done, so we just need to do some more clearing up. It's hot right now. You can't hardly get out in the garage. You certainly can't get in the attic and take much of that stuff down. There's not a whole lot in the attic anyway. It's not any major stuff. We got some stuff that definitely needs to be thrown away, though.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, I'm just about to detonate up here at the house, and being semi-retard, my wife's on the way home from work, and I'm going to get into the house before she does, and I'm going to stretch out on the sofa and act like I'm taking a nap. Matter of fact, I may not have to act like I'm taking a nap. I'm going to try to take me a nap, and she knows once I get to that point, it'll take a stick of dynamite to get me moving again. Do that before she gets on to her agenda of honeydew. So you have a good afternoon, bud. And I'm gonna check on out of here. KN4 VWA, I'll be clear after your final.
It's time of day. If I get past about 80 degrees, I'm gonna be out like a light for an hour. So it's about to getting about that time. It's too hot outside to do anything anyway. Good talking to you, Steve. Have a good one. N4 DJC, clear. Thank you.